Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, I'm back. 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Hey, send me an email. Let me know what you think of the interviews here. The email address is capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Well, it's hard to compare today's Occupy Wall Street movement to the civil rights movement that Martin Luther King Jr. led, but are there things today's protesters can learn from the past? That's the topic of a panel discussion at Michigan State University this evening. It starts at 7 p.m. at Kedzie Hall, 105 Kedzie Hall, and Ken Harrow, MSU professor of English, who specializes in African literature and cinema, will be taking part in the discussion, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program, Ken.
Thank you.
So tell me, when you look at the way Dr. King protested and demonstrated and the demonstrations that he led, what made his demonstrations so effective?
Well, he caught the moment, I suppose. I mean, he was effective because he took the imagination of the world by showing the courage to stand up to the violence that was directed against the members of the movement. I mean, it was a moral cause. Everyone recognized that, and they saw people who were willing to, you know, have those fire hoses turned on them and be beaten and have dogs attack them. And it was covered by the press and became internationally recognized.
So when it comes to the Occupy movement, I mean, many could say that they certainly don't have nearly as much at stake as Dr. King and protesters did back then. What kind of things do you think the Occupy movement should take away from the civil rights protests?
Well, I think that there are two things. The civil rights protest, as I said, it caught the imagination of the world. There was a New York Times editorial today of someone who was writing about how the English responded. And it was amazing. I mean, it was though they were directly implicated in the events in the U.S. as well. The Occupy movement has spread like wildfire throughout the world. I mean, there are Occupy movements everywhere. And the moment that there's an issue of concern, it gets to be named an Occupy movement. Like there are Occupy movements in Nigeria today that I've been reading about. So the ability of the movement to reach out by protesting peacefully seems to have caught the imagination of the world. That's the, you know, the first point. The second point is that the issues are really compelling. I mean, in the case of Martin Luther King, it was segregation and it was discrimination against black people, but it was also the conditions that they lived under. And there are conditions that people are living under today, which are so troubling that the movements have sprung up to respond to them. I think that's the key issue, is that what are the issues that are being protested now? Yeah, go ahead.
What about the fact that the Occupy movement, it essentially has no leadership? It doesn't seem to have any real clear structure. It's almost kind of a little bit of anarchy from on the outside looking in. What about that? Isn't that something that they need to change if they want to be more effective?
I don't know about effective, if that would make them more effective or not. It might mean that they would get co-opted into opposition parties, political parties, who would want to take credit for them and in a sense, lose their uniqueness. They're enormously different from the civil rights movement in that regard. The civil rights movement was a movement with well-defined, famous, world-famous leaders, people who became known as leaders, and they wanted the leadership. The Occupy movement is protesting against the way in which the political system itself has worked, including especially in this country where it got started. So rather than a movement that follows the old patterns of leadership and of spokespeople, they've actually created something astonishingly new, which is a new way to reach out against the structures of the past.
I guess one of the things about the civil rights movement is that it was clear what they were talking about and what they were calling for and the changes they wanted to be made. You know, with the Occupy movement, it's hard to tell exactly what it is they have to say other than saying that it's 99 against 1%. Do you think that Occupy movement, the fact they don't have a specific focus, that might be a problematic and they're getting anything done?
I know. That's what everyone wonders, right? That's what everyone says. And even those who are sympathetic on the left to the issues that they're raising have criticized them for that point. Paul Krugman in the Times, for example, did. But I don't agree. I think everyone recognizes that they're saying that we have an economic system that is unjustly structured, works to the benefit of far too few people, and that the gap between them and the vast majority of the people is an unjust gap. So they're making a claim about justice and morality, which is very easy to understand. It's very easy to say in the world the economic systems that have developed in the last 20, 30 years mm-hmm. have become unjust systems.
About 45 seconds left. Look, one of the things Dr. King used that was very important was boycotts, which had a direct economic impact. Is that something that the Occupy movement should really consider?
I don't know if they can mobilize enough people to have a boycott and to be organized in that way. They found a word which is a kind of miracle word for them, which has worked, as I said, around the whole world. And that word is occupy. And that notion of taking space and claiming I'm going to take it regardless of the legality seems to have worked everywhere. So at least for where they are now, they found a tactic and a vocabulary, a rhetoric, which is really working.
A panel discussion at Michigan State University this evening, 7 p.m., 105 Kedzie Hall. This is Ken Harrow, MSU professor of English, specializing in African literature and cinema. Ken, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
When we come back, we're going to talk about hiring ex-convicts. A businessman says that is absolutely the way to go. He's hired quite a few, and they apparently are the most productive workers he has. That's next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.
Fox News Radio.